whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And we are here to rant and rave.
I think we did it. You guys can't see us on our StreamYard, but we did a lot of body movement. We really tried to coordinate this week.
Oh, my God.
Jessica, how was your week?
You know what? It was really delightful.
Good.
I mean, as delightful as it can be for quarantine, but I'm going to tell you two positive, great highlights from this week. Last night, my next door neighbor, who's lovely, and like I've lived next to her now for like 12 years, I think. We like drop little things off to each other, or if we buy something that's too much, we'll like split it in half, and I'll be like, I don't need three packages of this, whatever. So she and her son locked themselves out of their apartment last night.
No.
And they called, yeah, and they called Alan to come and help and do some little MacGyver action to help get in. Mm-hmm. And they were successful. And then literally not even 30 minutes later, there's a knock at the door and there's a bag sitting there. And it was from Salt and Straw Ice Cream, which is
so
beyond.
Yummy.
Yeah. And I think you're going to freak when I tell you the two flavors. One you may not like because it's very plain. It's the double fold vanilla.
I'm cool with that.
The other one, which I did not think I would like because I was not ever allowed to eat junky cereal as a kid. So I like never really as an adult, I'm like, ew, that seems gross. One of the ice creams is called Pot of Gold and Rainbows, and it's
Lucky Charms.
Yes. Excuse me. It is so good.
I bet.
It's absolutely next level. So that was like the sweetest, nicest surprise. Like, come on, who's not going to freak out over getting ice cream?
Yes.
So that really made our day. And then the other thing, which I am like crying, laughing, just thinking about it. I was going nuts last night. We are sending our nephew who lives in Croatia. He is obsessed with hot food and so is Alan. So they always like buy the spiciest stuff they can get when they're together and they eat it.
I meant temperature. I was like, okay, I think a lot of people like hot food. Now I understand.
Hilarious. Spicy.
Spicy.
So do you know those chips called Takis? They're like rolled.
I've seen them. Yes.
Okay. I'm not a huge spicy food fan, but I gotta tell you, those Takis are pretty darn delicious.
Really?
And like the regular level one are not too spicy. So Alan went to Vallarta, which is a Latin grocery chain that we have here in LA, and they have every flavor of Taki available. So he bought two bags of each. And I'm like, I thought he bought one bag of each for us. I'm like, yeah. He goes, uh-uh, those are all for him. I'm like, he doesn't need two bags. He goes,
Jessica.
He can't get them in Croatia. And it's going to cost us, I'm not exaggerating, it's going to be between $50 and $75 to ship the box there. It is so outrageous. It's We're not crazy. Trying to be cheap.
No.
But whenever we send Christmas gifts or birthday gifts over there, I'm sorry, it can be something that weighs less than a pound and it's $40 or $50.
Yeah, Jessica.
It's crazy.
Y'all,
so we have...
Ellen's right. Y'all need to send... all those bags. You don't get to keep one.
Well, guess what? You're really not going to believe this.
Oh, no.
So because we did that and I filled the like it's packed with the bags of chips, right? It's 12 bags of Takis and they're the big bags.
So cute.
We have an ongoing joke since he was a child. Alan's father was an accountant. Uh-huh. And you know, Alan's family is Italian. So it was customary that my father-in-law's clients would always bring a gift for the kids. If they came by the house or like at Christmas, they bring a gift for everyone in the family, all that.
Aww.
Alan's sister, unfortunately, was the recipient of Harlequins. Are you familiar with the Venetian jesters, if you will?
Yes.
So there is quite a collection of Harlequinos at my mother-in-law's house. They horrify me. I hate clowns. I hate clown makeup. I hate mimes. All of it. The Harlequins are next level. Okay. So since Noah was a child, anytime he comes to visit, we for years now, like since he was 5 years old, try to mess with each other and hide a Harlequin.
No, that's me.
In each other. That last summer I'd go to get in my bed and I'd pull back the sheets and there would be a Harlequin staring at me.
That's or I'd go so in the bathroom.
Yes. I'd go in the bathroom at the middle of the night and he has one posed, right when you turn on the light. So that kid really got me last summer. I always cry when I leave and I only get to see him once a year because he lives on the other side of the world. So I get home to LA and I unzip my suitcase and I'm unpacking and I scream bloody murder. And Alan's like, what happened? And then I'm crying, laughing. Noah, my nephew, hid one of the Harlequins in my suitcase.
I can't handle it. That's hilarious. How old is he?
He's now 15.
So guess what?
Guess who's getting a surprise Harlequin in his box?
Shut up. You guys got him a
Oh, excuse me. It gets better. He's getting the same one that he hid in my suitcase a year ago. And trust me, he'll remember it loud and clear.
Hilarious.
But I surgically, with precision, opened one of the bags of Takis, emptied it. So I got to eat some of the Takis after all.
Yes, okay.
And I put the Harlequin
in the
Ziploc bag and then resealed it. So he gonna open one of those bag of Takis and have a freaking Harlequin jump out at him.
He's gonna lose his mind. That's hilarious. I love long running jokes like that. They kill me. I one time, my friend Travis, we went to college together and we've been through some ups and downs. I swear to God that he almost made me fail my math class. He swears to God, I almost failed my math class by myself, but because I tattled on him to our college professor, he failed the math class. So anyway, we're still friends. I love him dearly with all my heart. We've just gone through that real test of friendship, family kind of thing.
And
multiple times. But one time he loaned me his DVD of Chicago. It was back, still fairly new.
Sure.
He was living out here in LA and he kept saying, can I get that back? And I was like, oh my God, yes. I've told you guys, don't loan me anything, right? It's unintentional, but I will. 10 years, Jessica, I had that DVD.
Stop it.
And 1 year for his birthday, I sent it to him.
I love it.
You are the worst human I know. I
love it.
Of course you sent me my own DVD for my birthday 10 years later.
I'm crying. I'm literally crying.
It's so horrible.
It's so good. That makes me so happy. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
There's nothing funnier than that.
Scream cry. He's going to scream cry.
He's going to be so over the moon excited. I can't.
My group of friends here in LA that they say when you're away from family, you make your own family. So we had this group and we all used to live out here. Well, over the years, there's only two of us left out here. Well, three, I guess.
Wow.
I can't believe Tipton and I is one, but I guess we're two. So we used to have these parties at Christmas and birthdays and holidays. And somebody was always in possession of an old headshot of mine that Travis had actually signed as if it were from me. And that thing passed around in our friend group for about 15 to 17 years.
I love it.
Oh my God.
I hope it's rewrapped each time, in a new envelope. And
it is.
Yes.
And it's framed. Amazing. It's so lame. It's framed.
Oh, that's so good.
And it has these old curly Q ribbons that you use scissors to make them curly. And it has those still attached and all wrinkled and tattered. It's so crazy. It's really embarrassing to me, but it makes me laugh so hard.
It's so good.
Jessica, you're so stinking funny. That's hilarious.
Well, it was perfect timing too, because he can be very stoic sometimes. Like, I know how much, I'm not saying this to be arrogant. Like, Alan's whole family is like, well, we all know who the favorite aunt and uncle are. So yeah, like Alan and I don't have kids. So we're like extra fun, I think, with the nieces and nephews. And it's refreshing because we're always like, yeah, whatever. Right. So it was just very sweet because he sent me a picture of succulents yesterday, actually. It was this gorgeous shot of succulents. And it was just out of nowhere. And I said, oh, I'm like, Noah, that was so sweet. I'm like, thank you. I said, this is just beautiful. And I love succulents. And he wrote, I know. And so we were like chatting back and forth. And I told him about like what was going on with the red tides here and the bioluminescent waves and everything. And I sent him a couple of pictures. And he said, oh, my God. Right. He said, oh, my God, I wish I was there. And I said, I really miss you. And he said, I miss you, too. And that was like a big deal because he always tries to act kind of tough, you know, and not because he's a tough kid. He just always acts like
like 7-year-old boys.
Totally. Yeah. So when he said that, I like totally teared up. Like I had a really nice conversation with him. We use WhatsApp because it's amazing to do that internationally.
International. Yeah.
We record little voice things for each other and send pictures and videos. So it was really sweet. And then just Alan happened to be out while this was going on and got the talkies. I'm like, oh, that was total kismet.
Totally. So, you guys are all thinking about each other.
No.
I love that.
Thanks. How was your week?
It was good. You guys know that I've started drawing. I can't draw. And I have called it my I Can't Draw DP 2020 series.
You can draw. And for those of you who didn't see her rendition of me as a rage walker, I suggest you check it out because it's... It's museum worthy. Okay.
The funny thing is, I love it. I really do. And when I make these things, I'm making them with people in mind specifically. Yes. You know what I mean? And so, but every time I look at it, there are things I want to change or new ones I want to send. And I'm like, Dana, calm down. Jessica and Alan don't want a card from you every single week.
Yes, I do.
I've just randomly been texting people. I need your address, please. I'm sending you something you didn't ask for. I told my friend Mitch Silpa, you know Mitch, right? Actor, bald guy. He was in Bridesmaids with me and he was my teacher at the Groundlings. We eventually became friends over time and I just adore him. So I texted him. He is so funny. So I texted him and I said, hi, friend. I miss you. Can I get your address? And when he texted his address back, we've Zoomed and stuff. So it wasn't like completely out of the blue. But still, I don't mail him things often. And so he texted me back his address and I go, great. Waze says I'll be there in 7 minutes. And waited for a few minutes. And then I go, just kidding. I'm just mailing you a little silly. I promise. Love you. You know, he was like, I love Dana. She can't come over here. What am I going to say?
Oh, my God. I love messing with people like that too.
It's harmless. It's harmless. But so honestly, Jessica, I don't know what's happening to me. I draw constantly.
It's amazing.
And it's keeping me from eating, which is good. I mean, like, I'm not bringing snacks to bed. If I go out and hang out on the back porch and listen to Dateline for hours, I'm just drawing instead of snacking or drinking something. You know, it's really, I feel kind of like Julia Child.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm in my 40s. I have never been able to draw a straight line. And now everything I look at, I want to draw.
I love it. And there, even the things that you're just like calling a doodle is real good. And like I said, I'll be happy to put one of your drawings side by side with one of my stick men on a half moon. Because that's what I can draw.
That sounds cool.
The half moon is a boat and it has three holes for portholes. That's it. That's the extent of the drawing. You know what? Maybe I'll draw you a man sailing away and send that to you.
And then just put at the bottom of it, go away, Dana.
No, they're amazing. Seriously, you have a serious talent.
Thank you.
And I'm not kidding.
I don't think I do. But my family does, but I think I'm finding bits and pieces.
I really do think, like, yes, there are, remember in the back of Rolling Stone magazine, they used to have that ad. It's like, draw Tippy.
Draw it was a this? Turtle.
Yes. And then it's like, if you draw it, you should enroll in our art institute.
In our school. Yeah.
But a lot of people, like, look, there's some people that are creatives that no one else in their family does anything like that whatsoever. But sometimes maybe they did and they didn't let anyone know, or the grandparent was incredible at drawing or singing or was an actor, and then the grandchild. Yep. So you yourself said your mother was a really talented painter. Am I correct? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't believe she is, but she really is.
I think that
same with my sisters, they don't think they can draw, but they're incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's something there.
It's so funny because I get so excited because I've never been able to draw. And so I want to show people. So of course you go to your family, and my family's all like, that's cute, Dana. And you know, they're thinking like it's a little house with four windows. They're like, we draw castles. But they're very supportive. They're like,
that's hilarious.
They're very nice to me.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I guess we should get into our rants. Yeah,
I guess so.
So I think I'm up first. Oh, wait, we didn't tell people how to get a hold of us because we have had some people getting a hold of us and we love it so much.
Indeed.
Do you want to? Oh, it's my turn to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, here we go. Hey, y'all. My brain doesn't always work well during quarantine or real life. So I'm going to try and tell you how you can get a hold of us. And Jessica will stare at me very hard and mouth words to me over StreamYard if I forget. So you can get a hold of us on Facebook or Instagram, The Rants and Raves Podcast with a little at, but you guys know that, right? So, or you can find us on our website at therantsandravespodcast.com. You can also email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on dumb Twitter at raves_the. Super easy to remember. But hit us up, guys. Tell us how you're doing. Tell us, share with us what you're doing to cope, because we all need new ideas. Mm-hmm. We've been at it for a while. Share with us what's bothering you. Share with us some good news, whatever you got. We just want to hear from you and feel like a community, because that's what we are. Yay.
Totally.
Now you get to hear me talk more because it's my turn to go first this week. Jessica, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you see why I drove my mother crazy?
Oh, God, I love the picture of young little Dana.
Oh, young little Dana. She was such a little confused bucket. Okay, so my rant is from a listener, right? Yes, from a listener. And it's kind of serious. So we're going to get a little bit serious for a second on our rant here, because I got some pretty strong feelings about it, y'all. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Okay, I have a rant for y'all again, since you needed more. That's right. And thank you. Backstory. I have had a sometimes debilitating combination of mental illnesses my entire life, but fought medication until my late 20s because I thought I was weak for taking them. I'm not, but when your brain is quote unquote sick, that's how it feels. That's so right. Also, society, like where I come from, my home, there's still a lot of backlash against therapy, medication, all that kind of stuff. So I get rich. Okay, so to get to the rant part, one of my coworkers told me the other day that mental illness isn't real, and that if you tell yourself you're fine, then you will be. That medication isn't real. It's all a placebo. And if you pray to Jesus hard enough, he'll make you normal. She said in all caps. What the actual fuck? I had counter with, like, if you pray hard enough, you can pray away the gay. And then she put lots of angry faces. I agree with her. And the absolute icing on the cake was when the next day I was talking to another coworker. She agreed with him. She said people are overdramatic about it for attention. How can people in this day and age still be so ignorant? Well, listener, you're right. People are ignorant and it's sad. And I don't know if it's, you know, environmental, whatever it is, but I am here for our listener. I get it. I totally empathize with what it's like to need some sort of help and be afraid to get it because of your own judgment or other people's judgment. You know, I've been pretty open. I do take an antidepressant. Depression does run in my family. I'm aware of it. And for me, it's been life-changing.
Yeah.
I in my brain logically think, logically realize your life is great. Is that perfect? Whose is? But mm-hmm. you have a pretty great life. And yet I would still struggle to get out of bed. I would still not want to go anywhere. When I would get there, I'd have a blast, but I couldn't even get there sometimes.
Right.
And I didn't want to take medication because in my family, it was looked down on at that time. And finally, my doctor said to me, and I will never forget these words. She was so great. Her name was Dr. Diana Ferguson, and I will love her forever because I feel like she kind of saved me. She said, listen, Dana, sometimes as we get older and sometimes people are born with it, the chemistry in your brain is just off a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. We can help that. This will give, you know, I'm on a very low dose that doesn't have to be extreme. She said it will only help the lows feel less low and the highs feel less high.
Right.
It will just kind of even you out. You won't be a zombie, but you won't feel overwhelmed.
Right.
And that made sense to me. I was like, oh yeah, when I turned 30, my hormones went bonkers and I broke out like one walking zit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it made sense to me that, oh yeah, it's possible my brain chemistry has changed. Or maybe I had a little, you know, I've had it my whole life, but it's getting progressively harder for me. So I understand what she's saying. And also I want to say shame on those coworkers for talking about that with her. It is none of their business. It's none of, when you're making bold declarations like that, which I guess we could say I'm doing right now. But if it could be harmful to someone around you, don't do it. Don't do it. There's nothing that those people said to her about it being a placebo or anything that's going to make her feel better or okay.
So it's also a load of shit. I'm sorry to be so blunt. It's not a placebo. I myself have been on antidepressants over the years. I'm not currently on one. Also, totally a game changer. And something for people to keep in mind, nobody wants to hear this, but this can go for anybody that you're seeking out as a doctor or a therapist, or even if you're looking for somebody to redo your kitchen, you may not like the first person you encounter.
Yeah.
And that can be frustrating and that can be emotional and all of that. I hate to say it. You might have to try two or three people until you find one that sticks. I have seen people over the years that I adore. I've also seen some people that I had one visit and I'm like, nope,
same.
Not for me.
My
didn't
first
care for them.
With a therapist were so, like, I cried so much. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll never go back again to therapy. And then I found my current therapist. I've been with her for, 3 or 4 years now. And she's helped me become a better person.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. It helps you cope. I also, this is very timely, a very dear friend of mine has battled depression and anxiety and mental illness for many, many years. And this person has now kind of, I don't even know what the word is, but has reached out and is getting medication and is starting a specific kind of therapy. I actually believe it's a group therapy, and it's obviously being done virtually now because of what's going on. But it makes me so happy for this person and anyone else I know. I know quite a few people who are actively struggling with anxiety and depression issues that are utterly debilitating. It affects every bit of their life and it affects them on a daily basis. And unfortunately, like our parents' generation came from a generation where you didn't talk about your problems.
Yes.
I'm not saying everyone, but for the most part, you bucked up. You didn't act like a sissy or whatever people were told. Also, people, unfortunately, sometimes when it comes to religion, being told things that are just not true, or people get scared of because they heard it at church or their temple or wherever. I don't know.
And their old ideas. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So don't ever let anyone make you feel bad for it. There's no shame in getting help, obviously, but also you don't have to let anyone know that. That's a very personal decision. But
absolutely.
I'm glad that you and I feel comfortable not just to say to each other, but to tell people, like, I'm proud to say, yes, please go find someone. And sometimes you need medicine, sometimes you don't, whatever. You got to work it out.
Yes. And the reason I do talk about it is because I did for so long believe, no, you're just weak, or no, you're just crazy.
Yes.
or no, this isn't right, you know. Totally. So, you know, obviously, I don't know exactly what it is that she's struggling with. But what I will tell you is people who are struggling with anything, I don't care, you know, depression, grief, anxiety, anything in that category. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing they do feel. They feel alone and they feel messed up. Yes. And the last thing they need from you is any kind of judgment or for you to tell them they're crazy. 100%. You know, don't be that person. It's one of those situations where if that's how you feel, you're certainly welcome to that. And God bless you that you don't have the same struggles. I'm happy for you. But don't unintentionally hurt or slow someone else's process of getting help.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just
absolutely.
My mama says, if you don't have something nice to say, you know, just yep. shut up. Just shut up.
Exactly.
So no, it's true. It really is. And for the listener, it seems like she's pretty comfortable seeking out help or speaking mm-hmm. about it. And I'm so proud of you. And you're yes. an example to everyone. And don't let those people change that, because no. it's people who speak out and who understand it, especially from an experience mm-hmm. level, that are helping those who don't have people surrounding them that can help.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like one of the reasons I became open to that is because I moved to California and, you know, we're in entertainment. Everybody's first thing they do is like, yeah, I better get a therapist because mm-hmm. this, you know.
Totally. But it's also,
but I felt okay with it because other people were like, of course I do this. This is part of my weekly mm-hmm. life, you know? So
it's also a gift. I really mean this. It is a gift. If you are, I may seem weird to say this, but if you are able to recognize that you're sad or you're angry or anxious or whatever, and that it is becoming overwhelming and that you know it's affecting you and you would like to try to change. That is a real gift. Some people never get to that point.
Yeah. So the only lies that are involved, because she mentioned that these people said, you know, it's a lie, these mm-hmm. things aren't real, whatever. The only lies in the situation is that it's not mm-hmm. a lie. It's our right. bodies, it's our brains, it's the chemistry inside there. That's not a lie. Mm-hmm. You were not meant to feel that way. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're struggling with.
Exactly.
And there is help. And anyone who can't see that can go ahead and walk their ass out the door. You know,
exactly.
if they don't want you anymore, walk your fine ass out the door.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So she does, you know, obviously these are people she works with. So I think mm-hmm. the only answer is to kind of roll her eyes and be sad for them that they yeah. don't understand.
Yeah.
But shame on them for doing that. Both of those coworkers. And I'm sure totally. They didn't have any malice. I'm sure they were like, I can help her to realize this is all a joke in her brain. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't help anybody. No. Even if it was a joke in our brains, right? That's not helpful to hear.
No, so, not at all.
Anyway, I just want to thank that listener for writing that in. I mm-hmm. think it's so important for people to hear. I think it's important for her to know she's doing the right thing. We fully yes. support her. And people have different beliefs in their religions and just their own moral beliefs. And that's mm-hmm. fine. You make your own decision. But if you feel like you need help, you know, we've put on the show before, I've found some resources because I do mm-hmm. struggle with things that are free online. Maybe we can repost those in our notes.
Yep.
Especially right now, I've seen a lot of memes and things on the internet that's like, oh, you know, working from home is not just intense. You're remotely working from home during a global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We are all over the world stressed out. Mm-hmm. We have anxiety right now. We have fear, and it's global.
Yeah.
So you're not crazy. This isn't something that you're creating in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening in our lives right now, and it is freaking hard, and we need to be there for each other. So totally. We are here for you, lady. Thank you for being there for other people by sharing yes. this letter. We love you, and reach out me anytime. Too.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's my rant. Don't mind your own business. How many times do we have to say this, Jessica?
A lot. Okay, we're back.
Jessica, what is your rant for today?
Okay, mine is going to be short and sweet. It seems real trivial, and you know what? It is.
Good.
But I don't feel bad ranting about this because this was a problem before quarantine started. Okay. I'm giving a lot of people and companies a pass on a lot of things because, hello, COVID,
sure.
right?
Sure.
And I mean that. There's just so many things that are like, this is BS or this is not important or normally I would have been annoyed. Who cares? It's just right. there's so much that rolls off my back like a duck now. I can't even tell you.
Right.
But now we all know that the delivery of groceries is essential for many people. Like, sure, they have to have it. Also, a lot of people are choosing it to minimize their exposure and to not go out and be around other people. I am all about it. This is not a judgment on delivery. Please do not anyone misconstrue.
Yeah, I use Instacart. We had our delivered.
This is about Instacart.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay.
This is about the very strong liberties that Instacart takes. Now, I have never personally used them, but we use them for our office weekly food deliveries.
Yeah.
And several of my friends are using it. Now, they take some big old liberties with substitutions, and I'm not okay with that.
So, okay? I can't wait. Before you get into it, just in case people aren't aware, actually, we've talked about it on the show before. Mm-hmm. It actually is, if you are in a situation where you can't get out and get your groceries or you're nervous to or whatever, Instacart is an app that you can download on your phone. And it's, I believe, in most states. I know that my in-laws use it in St. Louis. And anyway, you can order your groceries through this app. And then a person, it's like Uber for food. Yeah. Your grocery. A person will go do your shopping for you. Mm-hmm. And like the last drop off we got, she was in a full biohazard suit, which I was like,
amazing
for you, girl.
Yes.
They just drop it off at your porch. You see it there. You can go wipe them off and bring them in your house. It's easy. But you're right. If they don't have something, they will often get a substitute. So please continue.
Not okay. Okay. So one of my friends sent me a picture from his delivery last week. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. He requested a flatbread, like a very distinct, and I saw the picture of the lovely, like small flatbread that he ordered. They didn't have that. So they brought him what I found to be the largest frozen pizza I've ever seen. And it was called Big and Meaty.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Because can I share with you what happened? One of our substitutions that went in the opposite direction. So my son loves these little pizza snackers, and they're just little pockets with pizza junk inside. Mm-hmm. But they're made by Michelinis. They're frozen. It takes 2 seconds to pop them in the microwave. They're low calorie and low sodium. They're like their diet, you know, the Lean Cuisine version of their thing. And they're $1 a piece. They're such a good deal. They have now I'm just selling a product. They have teriyaki chicken. They have Florentine pasta with broccoli. I mean, it's lovely. Oh, anyway, so we had wanted to get like 12 of those. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're quick, easy. He can snack on them all day, anytime. They're not bad for you, whatever. They didn't have them. So our Instacart person, they make these decisions on their own. And they don't want to just not get it for you because you need things. And also they get paid based on how large your bill is. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we ordered these little pizza pockets, fluffy snappers. But Jessica, let me ask you, if they didn't have that and you were going to get a substitute for a pizza pocket thing, snacky bites, what do you think you would get?
I mean, this is actually a very big dilemma because like you mentioned, it was a lower calorie, low sodium thing. My first thought is, oh, I'd get Hot Pockets or I'd get Totino's. Well, if somebody ordered low sodium due to dietary restrictions, not just preference, which preference is valid enough in my book. What if I get you Hot Pockets and it has 500 milligrams of sodium and you can only have 10? I mean,
yeah. No, I didn't think about that. You're right. Because the choice that our person, I was on your page. I was like, why wouldn't you just get like a Totino's or something pizza?
Right.
Pizza flavored. No, we didn't get a pizza flavor anything. We got like 14 little bags of these little puff pastry cheese bread things.
No.
That I've never had in my life, but they were so delicious. We got a blessing in disguise. They're so good, but I seriously doubt they're good for you. I won't even look at the package.
Did Henry like them?
Henry did not. Yeah. But mommy did. Big Liberty. I wish I had gotten a meaty gym. Is that what it was called?
I know it was called Big and Meaty with an apostrophe N. And it was big and it was very meaty. He sent me a picture of the box and an after shot of when he cooked it. There was a lot of meat.
I feel like if you know of anything that is bad under the headline
Big and Meaty,
you got to let me know because I think that sounds great.
I'm going to give you two more. I mean, there's a lot of examples, but I'm going to give you another one that really put me over the edge.
I can't wait.
So at work, we made straight up rocket fuel for coffee. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts. And it's just kind of like, too bad. Be like, everybody there knows, like, first of all, my company nicely offers every kind of tea that's ever been invented on the planet. So if you like tea,
that's a California thing that they offer snacks. When I first moved here,
totally.
I get snacks and drinks for free.
Yes. Trust me, when people come in, like newer employees come in, they're like, this is free? Like they're mesmerized, right?
But so, you don't like tea.
No, I wish I liked. Again, when I went to China, guess what? I learned to drink tea. Didn't have many options. I can handle, like, even though I don't like floral flavor of anything, I do like a chrysanthemum or chamomile tea because it's so mild.
Yes.
And it doesn't taste like tea leaves.
Right.
I can't do any other tea, really. Again, if I go to a restaurant that serves hot tea, then I will, just because I'm like, you know what? When in Rome, I will have a little cup of tea. But other than that, no, I don't put tea near me. So the coffee we make is real strong. Now, most of the people love it. Some don't. But then we're like, just take half the amount and fill your cup with water. Hey, you got a little Americano. So we would always order the Starbucks Italian roast in like the 2-pounder, like a giant bag, because we go through that every single day.
Sure.
Instacart gave bags that were literally not even a quarter of the size of the Starbucks rocket fuel that we were ordering of organic light roast coffee that literally looked like dirty water and just tasted like water.
Okay. No, that's a judgment on that. I feel like that's a judgment on how much caffeine you're absorbing. They're like, they don't need as much caffeine.
Yes.
I'm going to get them an organic.
Thank you. Which normally, again, I would applaud that gesture. But dear God,
no.
If they don't have that, then you look for the next thing, like that tin of coffee we used to get. Our parents got as kids. What was it called? Chock full something. I don't know. It was not Folgers, but it was similar to that. I will say one more thing about Instacart. I want you to check your groceries the next time you get them, because my other thing about them that puts me through the roof is, at least the people that were doing the shopping for our office, every single thing that they got for us that was perishable expired the next day. We would get the delivery today and the expiration date is tomorrow. I'm like, great. Now we have 12 jugs of creamer and milk, all of which are supposed to be sell by or use by tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yes. Like,
the grocery stores shouldn't even have that on the shelves, though, or it should be massively reduced.
It's supposed to be pulled and then donated.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, again, I'm not knocking any of these people working their butts off. I feel you. I see these delivery drivers all day through my neighborhood on my rage walks. And just when I go outside to get some fresh air, I applaud all of you. But I'm just saying,
The liberties are going a little far.
You need to check yourself. Okay. And next time you can at least bring Henry some bagel bites that are made with pizza topping.
Right? Or just be like, I couldn't find what you wanted. Here's some, like, who doesn't like Kit Kats?
Okay. It's hilarious.
Okay, should we take a cleansing breath?
Yes.
I have to say, I'm excited to get to my corners because it's going to ruin your cleansing breath. We may have to take another cleansing breath after. All right, guys. So we're all by ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least hiding from our children. So, or spouses. So feel free to scream it out, guys. We got to get this stuff out of our bodies and brains. So we're going to take a deep cleansing breath. We're going to breathe in and breathe out all the anxiety and stress and tenseness in our bodies, and hopefully fill up with some, well, first we're going to fill up with something Dana brought, and then we'll fill up with some goodness. Okay, let's take a deep breath in. And awesome. I'm going to go ahead and start so we can get this out of the way. I am not going to apologize for bringing it, because if I was this horrified, I need to share it with all of you people who I adore. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I'm going to read the headline and then I'm going to show Jessica a picture just so you can hear what happens. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Woman makes a living selling videos of her painfully long toenails. Jessica, stop.
Nope.
What? Look at it. Jessica, turn around.
Nope.
Turn around, Jessica. Look at it. She's got rhinestones on her feet. Why did she paint them green?
I will not be posting that for listeners, just so we're clear.
Well, you know what? You're going to listen to it. Here we go. From Oddity Central, my fave, by Spooky. This is category news, Jessica. No. So respect.
I've never been angrier with Spooky in all of the life of rants and raves.
Most of us have to trim. I can't even read it.
I'm sorry. Most of us have to trim. No, everyone needs to cut their toenails. Cut and file. If you can't, go to a bloody podiatrist.
I think you're so right. We couldn't be more in agreement. Okay. Most of us have to trim our toenails as soon as they become even slightly uncomfortable. But for long nail beauties like Arinda Storm Weaver. Can't be your real name. I'm sorry. That's not an option, as their nails are the objects of desire for thousands of people around the world and a valuable source of income. The 58-year-old from Ohio used to work as an account manager at a manufacturing plant, but she accidentally discovered the world of LNBs, long nail beauties, 14 years ago, and she has never looked back.
Nope.
Weaver was blogging about her journey against battling breast cancer in 2006. Jessica, so have some compassion.
She has a lot of other things she could be doing with her life to give back.
When she noticed that some of her readers were paying a bit too much attention to her long fingernails. She had always liked to take good care of her talons, growing them as much as possible, but she had never realized that there was a full-fledged community of long nail enthusiasts. Now, y'all know I hate long nails. I keep mine real short because I can't stand.
Me too.
Yeah, that's me too. Same. Yeah.
Mine look like my father's hands. Okay. That's how short I keep my nails.
Because I don't like the thought of what gets stuck under there. Okay. I don't like it. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Arinda eventually quit her job in 2008. She quit her job as an account manager. Okay. And has been making a living selling videos of her 6-inch long toenails ever since. She's got rings on every toe.
I can't.
She's got rhinestone flip-flops on. But those toenails
are
curled around every which direction. It's so disgusting. But, you guys, it's a pandemic. And if you need some extra money, apparently you can grow out your toenails.
And don't ever contact me again when you do.
Don't. It's disgusting! Listen, I know that's judgy, and we always say, don't be judgy. You know, it's none of your business. That's right. It's none of my business, but it is gross.
It absolutely is my business. That is a biohazard to herself and to the community.
She can't wear shoes. So, like, I guess she can wear these flip-flops, but how does she walk? Because they're hanging over the flip-flops. How does she walk?
Let me tell you something. When I was in college, somebody on my floor in the dorm had the longest toenails I'd ever seen. Okay. No. Ever. And I was so horrified by it. And this is so mean. God, don't anybody judge me for saying this. But I referred to her as the Velociraptor because her toenails were so long. Every time she walked, it was like click, 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 click.
No.
And
no.
I cannot handle it. I cannot.
That's like a little doggy running. That's like Lucy running across the back room.
Yes.
No.
My friend Erica and I, like, to this day, laugh about it and talk about that. It's just, I can't.
I'm sorry. I don't like feet to begin with. I don't like fingernails to begin with. And then you put the two together, and that's just a recipe for.
I can't.
Disgust.
Dear God.
That's my corner. I am sorry and I'm not sorry because I looked at it and I had to share with you. You're welcome. What did you bring for a corner? Okay.
This corner is brought to us to a friend of ours and a friend of the show, Mr. John Conroy.
I love John Conroy and his cute puppy.
Okay. Our friend has a dog that has, maybe we'll post a picture of Bo.
So
he's
cute.
Like stolen our hearts. He's the cutest, cutest thing. So John is always like, I love him for so many reasons. And he is like at the forefront of everything pop culture, world news. He sends me stuff at all hours of the day and night. And I love it.
I would too.
Love it. He sent me this and I loved it because then Colbert mentioned it on his show last night.
Oh my God.
The Inn at Little Washington thinks mannequins will make social distancing less awkward. Well, I guess you are wondering what kind of corner this is. I forgot it's a weirdo of the week. You weird!
Wait!
Oh, very weird!
Jessica, I have to stop you because mine was too, and I forgot to tell you.
Oh.
We had two weirdos of the week, and we didn't. Okay, let's take a second for the song.
You're both weird. You're so very weird. Why must you bring your weirdness here? Cut your toenails.
Okay.
The Michelin-starred restaurant hopes to make its dining room feel less empty once customers return at limited capacity. The DC area's only restaurant with three Michelin stars. Now, let's just stop right there. That's a huge deal to even get one Michelin star. They have three. Okay. So they're doing something right with whatever they're cooking in the kitchen.
Okay.
Like major if you get one. Three is, I didn't even think American restaurants had that many Michelin stars, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, I'm going to be honest and say every time I hear Michelin stars, I think of the Michelin tire man. Please continue.
Well, it did start from, you're not totally wrong.
Really?
It is from that company originally.
Oh,
that's where the Michelin star system came from.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Good job, Dana.
But it's like the tippy top creme de la creme for the world of cuisine, right?
Nice.
The DC area's only restaurant with three Michelin stars, famous for show-stopping presentations of its oat American tasting menus, has come up with an equally theatrical, albeit a little creepy, way to make its dining room feel less empty when social distancing protocols go into place. While the Inn at Little Washington can host visitors inside its glamorous rural Virginia digs, Chef Patrick O'Connell plans to seat unused tables with mannequins wearing vintage 1940s style outfits. And I will post a picture. They've already set it up and we know what it's going to look like.
No.
Yep. The Inn plans to open for dinner on Friday, May 29th. Under Virginia's current plan, it could welcome customers for half-capacity outdoor seating. If Virginia progresses through its first phase of reopening quickly, the Shenandoah Valley destination may be able to serve its customers inside by the time it opens its doors. The look and feel of the performance art project is still being worked out.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's The Shining. That's what it is.
It 100% is. But a spokesperson says couture sets will align within the whimsical vein of the inn's reverently irreverent approach to hospitality. Hey, stop it with your flowering language.
Wow.
The restaurant is working with Arlington's Signature Theater and Design Foundry to build the sets. Okay, I just want you to take a little gander.
Let me see. No, that's psycho. No, that's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
And it's literally like the movie Psycho. It's just, don't worry, Dana. It'll be worth it because the tasting menus that run $248 per person.
No.
It's a luxury draw for big spenders from D.C. that could tempt city dwellers to drive out and patronize the restaurant before their own local regulations allow it.
What?
Oh, man, that is. And that's, why 40s?
Yeah, why 40s?
I'm just
40s?
Curious.
And also, like, no, I don't understand. Why is it so expensive? Like,
do you know what makes me angrier is the fact that they set up food and wine for the mannequins.
That's so wasteful. Okay.
I'll tell you why it's expensive. And no, it's not like
because
something
it's
the average
a Michelin,
person can do.
Because it's a Michelin thing. I'm sorry,
no.
But if I'm. if I'm not burping flecks of gold, I ain't paying that.
I'll tell you, it is. I mean, a Michelin rating absolutely can warrant some of the prices, but it's the tasting menu. Now, I've been lucky enough to attend a few meals in my life at restaurants that have tasting menus. I'm sorry, if it's a good restaurant, and it usually is, if they're doing something that sounds so bougie, it is next level.
And I doubt it. I doubt it.
Anywhere from 5 to 12 courses.
And I'm going to like craziness. Two of them. I'm going to like two of them.
If you would watch Chef's Table, you could see N. Naka right here in Los Angeles in Culver City, which I'm dying to go to. Dying. They're only open like 3 days a week. The woman goes around this entire county to garner her ingredients from the craziest, most tiny little shops and grocers. It's, you know what? When we have the money one day, I'm going to take you for a tasting menu.
Well, somewhere. I'm going to save you the money and tell you I'll take a Michelini's pizza snackers. And we can go buy ourselves purses. Is that okay?
Hilarious. Hilarious. Yes. As long as it doesn't involve dressed up mannequins.
Thank you.
Unless that mannequin is Kim Cattrall, not interested.
Oh, okay? My God. Love this movie. By the way, like, what's she talking about? Also, you remember, it still happens. All of the car lots here in Los Angeles that started putting mannequins up years and years ago, where it looked like they were shopping in the car lots and they were waving. And then the dancing mannequins that wave signs for people. Like, why are we obsessed with mannequins? It's so creepy.
I hate it. And by the way, I guess you haven't been on a certain part of Lancashire lately, because the North Hollywood Toyota on Lancashire is nothing but mannequins, and it's horrifying. It's terrifying. It hasn't changed.
And you can see it from the freeway or from Lancashire. Like, it's scary.
I know.
One time,
I hate it so
somebody
much.
Went it's up so there one time. I don't know if it was someone at the Toyota, or if it was just a rando that was like, we don't understand this, but it makes us laugh. But somebody dressed up some of them up like brides and grooms. Did you ever see that? No. Your face just closed itself when I said that.
Because you know what it just made me think of? That I keep getting ads, I'm sure everyone is, in their feed for masks, like all different kinds of funky masks.
Yeah.
Well, they had masks for a bride and groom, and the groom's mask was a tuxedo. Mm-mm. So why would you want to wear an image of the bow tie down to the cummerbund on your face,
on your mouth,
that looks exactly like the tux you're wearing for your wedding? I can't. See, at least the bride one was just lace.
I told you, Jessica, I almost think we both need a cleansing breath after these courses. If you guys need one, take it. If Indeed. You need one, please take it. Because we're going to move on into our rant, or our raves, and try and make everybody feel better. But we did we did giggle. That's good, right?
We did. I know. God. This is the most I've laughed in a long time, so thank you.
Oh, good.
You.
I wish there was some way I could get a mannequin and ship it to you in a bag of taco chips.
That would be so perfect.
Okay.
Ship it to me in a giant burlap sack that I think is coffee straight from Guatemala.
Oh, okay. Done.
instead of a quarter pound bag of light roast, which is something I could give a baby in a bottle. That's how weak it is.
No, it's not, Jessica.
I mean.
Okay. So for my corner, I got this.
Rave.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my rave. I sent Jessica. It took me 12 hours to get set up and ready to record today. And then I accidentally sent Jessica my stories instead of myself. And I was like, I'm sorry. I am a walking train wreck today. Okay. So my rave for this week is just so sweet. And I did get this from, you know how we love Corinne Sanders over at Inspire More, the emails. Meet Magnolia, and we'll post a picture of little Magnolia, the first adopted child to be chosen as a Gerber baby. She is the cutest. Families,
beyond.
I mean, it's crazy. Families don't have to look the same or even share genes when they're brought together by love. Meet Magnolia Earl, an adorable little girl who turned one and celebrated her adoption anniversary on May 9th. She also just made history as the first ever adopted Gerber baby. Courtney and Russell Earl of Ross, California, welcomed Magnolia into their family the day she was born. They had waited several months for the special moment and couldn't have been happier. Her new sisters, 12-year-old Whitney and 8-year-old Charlotte, who was also adopted, were just as thrilled. Magnolia has brought so much joy to everyone she meets. Her personality is beyond happy and joyful, Courtney said. Adoption is incredibly special to our family's story. Winning Photo Search is an opportunity to tell Magnolia's story and shed light on all the beautiful and different ways that families are made. As the 2020 Gerber spokesbaby, Magnolia will be featured in the company's marketing ad campaigns and on their social media pages. Her family will also receive a $25,000 cash prize, $1,000 for Gerber children's wear, $1,000 from Walmart, and phones with a year of free unlimited service from Verizon. And then there's, look at this picture. I got to show you real quick because it just popped up. Jessica, you're going to die. That's the whole family.
Oh, God. They're so cute.
Oh, my God. They're so cute. If you ask the Earls, the real prize is helping everyone redefine a very important concept. Mm-hmm. When people see our families, or if you see a family that doesn't necessarily match, because you guys can't see this, we'll post a picture, but they're a white family. They're one adopted daughter. They have one biological, one adopted. She's white as well. And then the Magnolia is African-American. She's the cutest. So they're a mixed family. Mm-hmm. Let's see. When you people see our families, or if you see a family that doesn't necessarily match, that you don't have to question the belonging of anybody in that family. Russell added, a family is built on love. We may all look different, but we're one family.
Yep.
Bill Partika, president and CEO of Gerber, couldn't agree more. At a time when we're yearning for connection and unity, Magnolia and her family remind us of many things that bring us together. Our desire to love and be loved, our need to find belonging, and our recognition that family goes way beyond biology. And then I'm just gonna show you one last picture so everybody can hear you go, no.
I can't with her turban and her little
turban.
She's beautiful.
She is so cute. And she does just look like the happiest baby ever.
Yes.
I mean,
she really does exude joy. She looks like a little ball of sunshine.
She really, really does. And that family, they all just, you can tell they love each other so much. It's so cute. Anyway, I just thought that was so precious and such a happy piece. And congratulations, Magnolia.
Yes.
Yay.
You are the cutest.
Cutie tootie.
Okay. My rave this week is a company that I found. I wanted this to be a surprise because your son is going to be one of the recipients, but whatever. It's a surprise for him. You know, Dana and I were saying, like, we're just trying to do like little things and send people notes and whatever when we can. Totally.
It makes me feel good. Yeah.
And it, again, I'm sure you have had at least one person tell you it really made their day. I had a few people tell me, oh my God, I really needed that. Like,
a lot of people,
it's just a card.
Yeah. Like, but a lot of people were like, I opened this exactly the second I needed to.
Yep.
You know, it just works that way. I don't know why. It's just goodness.
Totally. So pick up a phone or drop a note in the mail to someone, just to one person, even though it'll make their day. It makes my week.
And it doesn't take much. Like, just right. No. I put in your for Alan's card because I felt bad because I sent your dad and you a card. And I am working on one for Alan, but I didn't have one at the time. So I just sent him a kind of a lame one that just said, I like you. But I meant it.
He loved it. Seriously. So I was looking and like there is I have like a little street near me that just is awesome. It's all tiny little mom and pop shops
cute.
And privately owned restaurants and whatnot. So a store that I really love called Serendipity in my neighborhood has really cool things. And one of my dear friends merchandises the store. So I'm always seeing her post things on her social media. And then that's who Dana and I went live with, actually, MC Design Collaboration. And then I followed the store, Serendipity, and she opened up an amazing place called Muse House Retreat, which is all like an amazing tea bar, and it's all for wellness. And they have the most beautiful crystals and sage bundles with dried flowers. Like, it's incredible. Like, you're, it's just beautiful.
When you posted it, I was so jealous that we're not in a time where we can just go peruse.
I know.
It
no,
it's cute. Yeah,
totally. So I was looking at, I always look at what the store owner posts, and then I like kind of fell down the rabbit hole. She's on this site called Neighborhood, which is really cool. And you can plug in your zip code and then it tells you stores in your neighborhood or whatnot. And you can search for things. So I found these. They're called Crazy Crayons.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I'm so all about this company, Crazy Crayons, because what they do, you guys, I love how I'm always acting like you guys can see it right now. These are crayons shaped like dinosaurs.
They are so cute.
And they're all different colors, but they are made by recycled crayons.
This
is like a double whammy with this company because A, I thought they were just really cool.
They're so fun
to look at.
Yeah.
And then I started reading the back of the box and then I went to their website and I'm like, these are amazing. So I'm going to read you guys a little bit about this. These crazy crayons are made with crayons collected by the National Crayon Recycle Program. The purchase of this product supports crayon recycling and recycling education, creating a positive earth conscious impact through the art of coloring, recycling, and sustainable living. Crayons are packaged and are made in the USA with 100% recycled non-toxic materials. Wow. Please recycle all of your crayons when you are finished enjoying them. Mm-hmm. The National Crayon Recycle Program and Crazy Crayons work together, but neither could exist without the kids that care about the earth.
Wow.
The National Crayon Recycling Program takes unwanted, rejected, broken crayons to a better place where they will be recycled into new crayons. With that being said, please look in your area for organizations that need crayons, such as inner city art programs, hospitals, orphanages, battered women shelters, homeless shelters, and low-income daycares.
Wow. I never thought about that, Jessica.
I know. I didn't either.
Especially like low-income daycares and stuff. There's a lot of private daycares around me that are run in people's homes and stuff. Of course, now everybody's shut down, but it is something to think about for the future. Mm-hmm. And it's something to think about for companies that are distributing, even though children are at home.
Absolutely.
Gosh, I love that.
We all taught, right? Once your crayon got down to kind of a nub,
you threw it away.
I hate to say it. Sometimes even if it didn't have a pointy tip, you were done with the crayon. I mean, I remember the old boxes had a sharpener.
But
please go to their website. It's crazycrayons.com, spelled just like you think it would be, crazycrayons.com. It tells you how to start your own recycling program. I mean, it's not maybe conducive right now, given the quarantine, but when kids are back in school and things like that, they tell you how to start a program at home or at the school. They tell you how to ship it back to them. And I also love it. They're trying to be totally eco-friendly. You don't need to wrap them in anything. You don't need to put them in plastic. You just throw them in a box, send them back. And I thought it was just the dinosaurs they made, but they have the crayons that are turned into trucks and cars, flowers, sea animals, wild animals of Africa. It's crazy. It's such a, I have no pun intended. It's such a cute company. I think these are fantastic. Honestly, I would have bought them just because I think they're cool. But now that I know that they're all from recycled crayons and what this company does, I love them even more. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's going to be excited.
I know. You know.
I've been drawing a ton. And actually, Henry, part of his like school projects, he's been watching drawing tutorials as his art. Mm. And he's killer.
Really?
He's a really good drawer. Yeah.
Oh, cute. So cute.
He's going to be excited.
I love it. Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Jessica, this has been a delight.
This was a very fun
And you
nice
know what?
Break from the norm.
What? I think that's our show.
I think it is.
I love it. Yeah. This I know we say it all the time, but like I posted today, I was an interview guest for a little boy in Kansas City named Nick. Nick the Brave is the name of his show. If you can check it out, please do. He's so precious. He's battling cancer and has been for a couple of years now. But he's just a bright light. He's so, so cool. His mom is amazing. Like he's always thinking of how he can help other people, even though I'm like, baby, you just be calm and take care. You know, he's like, nope, I want to help other people. Anyway, he's delightful. It's called Nick the Brave. Check it out if you can. But it's a very fun thing. And I posted about it today and I said, you guys all know I have a podcast that I love, blah, blah, blah. Because I feel like I'm always like podcast. I love it. But it does. It's really been getting me. I had a real rough time getting around today, Jessica. You know, you waited 12 hours.
Stop it.
But this always is a bright moment in my day, and I feel like I'm going to get a lot accomplished. So I just appreciate you and our listeners and this project that we do for fun and spread goodness. It's really a blessing.
Totally. Thank you.
Is that selfish?
No, it is for me. And I know it does for some of our listeners, but it takes me out of my head. And it makes me happy and laugh, and you gotta have levity always.
Yes,
before and after this whole thing, when we're on the other side, we have to laugh, or we would explode. I really do believe that. So thank you for helping me laugh, and just for being a great friend, and for hanging in there, and your willingness to keep doing this with me.
Well, in the words of Patrick Swayze, ditto. If we were together, I would rub you like pottery. But do you want to tell everybody one more time how to get a hold of us?
Yes, please follow us. Our social media numbers have been going up, so thanks for the follows, cool. You guys.
Jessica, I just want to say Jessica works really, really hard on all of our social media. And she sent me some things this week that I was supposed to do, and I realized as I was setting up to record, I never did it. And I apologize profusely, Jessica.
Fine. Unfortunately, I don't have an iPhone, or I wouldn't have to ask Dana to do things that I should be able to do.
But
droids don't let you.
It's my pleasure to do it. It's very easy. I will get them to you. And when we post them beyond the recognized episode, everyone will know Dana screwed up. So there we go.
Not at all. Please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Rants and Raves Podcast, on Twitter at @raves_the. On our website, you can contact us through the contact button, therantsandravespodcast.com. And if you want to send us an email directly, you can send it to therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
Get a hold of us, guys.
Thanks.
We'd love to. I'm going to go ahead and go into our weekly point to ponder. It's just, you know, I like to share things that are fun on Instagram or TikTok. If you're not following Senna the Demon Dog on TikTok, you are missing some belly laughs because I cannot. This guy yells at his dog Senna constantly. I've mentioned it before. And if you haven't listened to me, it's your loss. Okay. But for the weekly point to ponder this week, I brought more of a holiday that's coming up that we all might want to celebrate together. Mm. And then we're going to get going because Jessica and I have a million things to do. And also because my father just texted me wanting to know how the earthquake was. So apparently Jessica and I just laughed our way through an earthquake. I didn't even feel it.
I didn't either.
Oh, man, we have good times. Okay, so the weekly point to ponder. Jessica,
yes.
did you know that May 29th is Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day, which is supposed to bring good luck and wealth to your household? So we've got a few days, guys. Let's all think about it. I'm going to put my foot out first and say, I'm going to put a dang pillow on my fridge, because even if it doesn't work, it don't hurt me. And if it does, yay, pillow. May 29th, Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day, guys. I'll be checking on you, Jessica. We'll be here. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.